will write your book. I 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 will write your book right now. Listen up.
All right, this is cassette tape number 3. Hello, everybody. Welcome to I Will Write Your Book. My name is Will Hines, and here's the deal. I'm a ghostwriter, and I write people's books for them. And what I do for the sake of the world is I record my meetings with my clients so that you out there who are curious how the publishing industry works, you can hear what goes on in these meetings that I have with clients who want books written. With me, as always, is my copy editor, Karen Donahue. Karen. How are you?
Have you been practicing your intro, Will?
I have been. Yeah. Did you notice that it was a little bit more spirited than usual? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I gave it some oomph. You noticed that?
I did. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. You're incrementally improving.
Can I make a personal observation about you right off the bat, Karen?
You don't have to ask me. You can just go right ahead.
It seems like something's bothering you. Am I right on that? It seems like you're in a bad mood. Am I right or wrong?
I'm never in a bad mood, Will.
Don't say that. I know that you are in a bad mood.
I'm never in a bad mood.
You might not perceive it as a bad mood. There's times when you're in a fighting mood. You're in an aggressive sort of prickly mood.
There's times that I am annoyed with you and your incompetence, but
okay.
That doesn't make me be in a bad mood.
Okay. All right. It just seems like something's bothering you. I wanted to check in. And if how was your day? Tell me something about your day.
Well, see, okay, you know what? You know what's bothering me? I'm just wondering. I still haven't received a check from you.
Yeah.
Still no Zelle transfer, nothing.
I can't figure out Zelle. I can't get Zelle to work. I'm doing short-term investments. You know, I've come into a little money recently, and I'm just trying to maximize
it. Yes, I'm well aware.
I'm just trying to maximize it. I'm putting it into short-term foreign stocks that pay off big in a short time. And once I get those dividends,
you'll never get that money.
No, I'm going to get it.
How much did you invest?
100%. You got to go big, baby. You got to go big if you want to
make
money.
You're a moron. You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
That's true.
You'll never see that money again.
I'm going to see it, and I will Zelle it right over to you once I get it.
You ruined your life. You had one shot, and you blew it.
It's good to see you, Karen. All right, so let's get to our client for this episode. This is a gentleman. I haven't spoken to him too much, so we're just going to connect him now, and we'll see what book he's interested in having written. Please welcome Richton Livingsgood. Are you there, Richton?
And the Lord said, let there be light. Meeting
Richton.
Both of you is very tight. Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Were you mid-song when we called, or did you just break into song upon seeing us?
I like to think that the Lord is always singing through my heart. Yeah, I mean, you know, I just felt the energy. I reciprocated it in my lyrics, and that's just how I like to live my life and start the day.
That's great to hear, and I'm taking you are a religious man is what I'm gathering.
Oh, I mean, I think that you can for sure gather that as you know many of my younger parish members say you can totes gather that.
You can totes gather it. Yeah, well, that's admirable. It's inspiring to meet someone who's filled with the light of the Lord. Richton, this is my copy editor, Karen, right here. I just want to introduce you. She'll be here to answer any grammar questions.
Absolutely sick to meet you. Absolutely tight to meet you.
Great to meet you, Richton. You mentioned that you have, younger members of your parish. Are you actually a minister at the parish?
I've been a minister at the parish for, I think it's coming up on 40 years now.
Wow, that's quite a while. You look really young.
You look really young, Richton. I got to say, you got a young spirit too.
Well, I'm young. I'm young with the light of the Lord. You know what they say?
Yeah.
They say if you read your Bible, you're always looking good.
I never have heard that.
I've never heard it put like that, but that is inspiring advice. If you
read the Bible,
you're always looking good.
It's been said before.
Well, I'm totes inspired by that. Thank you, Richton.
Hella cool.
Yeah. Are you in your car right now? Is that what's happening? Are you calling from your car?
I am in my car. I'm in a Duesenberg right now.
Oh.
The kids say it's like retro. It's what they call a throwback. And
the kids call it that.
the kids call it that, and I have a full cross on my the top with Jesus giving the hang loose and doing the Dougie.
So you have a crucifix on the roof of your car?
I have a crucifix, and Jesus is on the crucifix, except one of his hands is free, and he's dabbing on it.
So he's dabbing, doing the Dougie, and also doing a hang loose symbol.
He is also doing the hang loose symbol.
That is a lot of information that's being communicated from Jesus.
Well, all things are possible through the Lord, and he's able to do stuff like that.
I wasn't questioning the logistical possibility. I was just saying that's a lot of info. That's good. That's good to know.
It's good to be detailed, and that's what I want out of my book also. I want to give these kinds of details. I want to give these sorts of insights that people don't know.
Richton, I'm glad to hear that. We are your team to help you deliver this book. We've done a ton of books. We have a huge success rate, and we would be happy to work with you. Why don't we get into what you're hoping to write about? Is it a religious book that you want to write?
Religious books just sound so stuffy. It just sounds so, like who wants to read a religious book? I want to read let's call it a religious vibe. Okay. I want to get a vibe. So I want to do
book
a vibe.
Is, book is the part that you didn't like about that phrase. You
I hate the word religious. Book. I hate the word book. I want a religious vibe check.
Okay.
I want this to be like, you know, hey, we're not stuffy anymore. The church isn't stuffy. We're all Billie Eilish. I love that girl. Okay.
Yeah.
We're trying to bring people in. The singer. Yeah.
She's a singer. Super familiar with her work. You've been with the church for 40 years, so you got to be like 50 years old. Is that right? 55 years old?
I'm 65 years old.
65
wow,
years old.
Wow,
okay.
You look amazing. You look incredible.
Thank you so much.
You're reading the Bible, you always look good.
I think all of God's children look amazing, even though, you know, me more than some. But,
yeah, that's good to be aware of. So, okay, so We're not going to say religious book. We'll say religious vibe check.
Vibe check. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. So we're going to try to construct with words on paper a religious vibe check.
Yeah. I mean, even the term words is a little stuffy for me, but we'll use it for now. We'll use it as a placeholder for now.
We'll try to unstuffy that later. I'm just going to tell you right now, I am not terribly religious. I just want you to know that. I'm happy to help you with this project. I might need a little help with the religious part because it's just never been a big part of my life.
Well, let me stop you right there. I mean, in my concept, which I call God 2.0, it's important to know you don't have to be religious to be part of the church. That's old. We're throwing that out. That's out the window. Okay.
You don't have to be religious.
You can be an atheist. Okay.
Whoa.
You can be agnostic. You can worship Satan. We will let you in. It's important that people know that the church is not this exclusive. No, come on in, brother.
You can worship Satan and be part of this church? That seems like a huge, maybe too permissive, I think.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. We have 7,500 satanic members of our church, and they're some of our most influential and excited members of our congregation.
That's a huge number of people in the church, period.
They make up most of the church.
7,500 are Satanists?
At least.
First of all, what a huge congregation. I'm impressed at the success. What is the name of your church? Like, what denomination
is church,
it?
Our church is called... We are Christians. We take that moniker. We just spice it up. We turn up the groove on it. Our congregation is called Let It Rain Christian Church. That's the thing the kids say.
The kids say make it rain.
Let it
rain.
They say make it rain.
And so you call your church
Let It
Rain.
But you want to let it rain.
Here, let me explain. Make it rain. You have to work for it. We just let God rain on top of us. We let the single dollar bills of our Lord fall upon us.
It's more accepting. It's more peaceful.
Exactly.
To just let it rain.
Allow
instead of make
rain,
it rain,
brother. Yes.
So you've heard the kids in your church, I guess many of whom are Satanists, say phrases like "make it rain," and you've adopted that to be "let it rain."
I take it and I say, let's turn it. Let's kind of make it. It's like, you know, the Billie Eilish song.
Is that how you say her name? I've always thought it was Billie Eilish. Am I wrong on that?
I think that's how the old people say. I think the young kids say, it's Billie Eilish. And
okay,
when,
Eilish.
And when she said, I'm the bad guy, you know, I took that, I adopted it, and I called it, I'm the rad guy, and it's a song about Jesus. It's all about making those tweaks.
What is? What's all about
the
making
whole
those
thing,
tweaks?
Brother? The whole damn thing.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm excited. I'm excited right now. I'm into this. You're contagious.
Richard, I'm just kind of curious about your congregation. So if you have so many Satan worshipers, like typically, what do you do at church? Like, what is a service like?
I mean, it's a lot like other services. So, you know, people come in, we have pews, they're very cushioned, they sit down, and right off the bat, we quickly do a blood sacrifice.
Okay, so you've got these very cushioned pews. Let me just say, first of all, lots of cushions
top
on
the
pews.
You
top
know what?
Of the line.
I do want to say a cushioned pew is better. You know, I was raised in the Catholic Church, and never a cushion, never a cushion.
Old
you
school.
Can never find
we throw
them.
That
even,
old stuff out. We throw that old stuff out with the old and with the lazy boys.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
I feel like in movies and TV shows, when you see a Catholic church, it's just a hard wooden pew.
So
lots of cushions is important. And don't let me skip by the other thing you said: blood sacrifice.
Oh, so, I mean, yeah. I mean, we can
right out of the gate.
That's a minor. It's quick. It's quick. We quickly, it's like, bah, bah, bang, bang. We keep things moving. So people sit down. We say, how you doing? Hello to your neighbor. Bring a goat out, slit its throat. Really quickly. It's like, bah, 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 then the goat's out. Then we start our service.
Before we get to the goat, 7,500 people, what is the building? Like, what is the structure? Karen and I are based in Los Angeles. Are you also a Los Angeles person? Like, is this in the area? Or
It's up in Bakersfield.
Okay.
We actually, when you buy property in Bakersfield, they give you money to take the property. So we were able to buy a 2-square-mile building.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I think that's an engineering phenomenon. I think that's like, that is a, I think that's insane, maybe. Like
all possible through our Lord, son. All possible through our Lord.
And you got tons of cushions in there. Top-of-your-line cushions in a 2-square-mile building.
2-square-mile building, yes.
Quick blood sacrifice. So you must have screens and stuff to broadcast it, because, like, obviously, if you're doing just a slitting the throat of a goat, and there's a 2-mile square building, not everyone in the back is going to be able to see it directly.
Not only do we have the congregation in there, which is made up of 35,000 people, so 35,000 people at each sermon. We also we're getting on the YouTubes. We're getting on the socials. So we get out there and we keep it 100, like the kids say. We have
I'm learning so much about what the kids say. I didn't know. The kids say make it rain.
It's important to know. It's important to know what they say. It's important. So we have 50 million people watching each sermon online every single time.
How do you verify these numbers? I've never heard of your church, the Let It Rain Church.
Well, we have a beautiful social media coordinator. Her name is Persephone, and she tells me all these numbers, and I pay her obviously an exorbitant amount of money because she's doing so well.
She's delivering so much.
She's delivering a lot, just like me.
I mean, you got to be excited. You're delivering your message, according to Persephone, to 50 million people, 35,000 members of your church, which is bigger than some towns that I have visited.
Well, it's a shame, Will, because when I come up there, you know, it's pretty dark out there. When I deliver my sermons, it's dark. I'm only really able to see the first two or three rows, but it's extremely dark.
Yeah.
But I have been told by very trustworthy members of my congregation that those are the numbers.
Okay. Well, then let's stick with those numbers, because that's going to be exciting for the people who read this vibe check.
Absolutely.
To know those numbers.
Are they going to have to read it, Will? That sounds a little stuffy.
Yeah, reading is stuffy.
Hopefully we can get, like, maybe someone to read it to them. Maybe a cool guy with a skateboard. I think, there's so many different possibilities.
When you say you see the first two rows and then it's dark, like
dark as hell, dark as the night is black.
So it's like you could see, I don't know, 10 or 15 feet, and then it's just a wall of blackness.
Wall of darkness. But it's like I don't, you know, I don't see their eyes, but I see their hearts.
Yeah, you can sense their presences.
I can sense their presence.
Of 35,000 people, at least 7,500 of which are Satanists.
Now, when you when you kill the goat, is it just a simple slitting of the throat, let it bleed out? Do you hang it upside down?
No. See, that's, again, old school. What we do is we slit the throat, and then while the goat passes on to our Lord, we do a TikTok dance, okay?
What?
We do the WAP dance because that's what the kids like.
The WAP dance, the dance that Cardi B is doing in the WAP. Is that called the WAP dance? I didn't
know. WAP. It's called the WAP dance.
I didn't know that. I mean, I've heard of the song.
There's a lot
WAP.
You don't know, Will.
Is
okay,
it WAP also?
You don't know anything.
WAP. WAP sounds like a slur. Is it? It's WAP, right? Like that's what people say when they're describing that song. I don't hear him say it's the WAP song.
I think I pronounce it the way the kids tell me it's pronounced.
All right.
And that's
I guess I don't totally know either. I've seen the video, so you're doing the dance.
We combine the old with the new. Okay, yeah. So. Goat sacrifice has been a part of the Christian church for centuries.
Okay, I guess that is sort of true. I think of it more as a pagan thing or sort of a I guess I don't think of it as a Christian thing to
read the Old Testament. Will
read the Old Testament.
I haven't.
You.
That's true.
Thank
I haven't
you.
Read it too carefully. That's true.
I appreciate you being on my side. Clearly, you're with the Lord, and Will is with someone else. You
I'm
know
a little
what I'm
skeptical
saying?
Right now, but I will. I'm open to it. I am open to being to learning. I trust
you know,
me. On
I will tell you, Richton. Will needs something in his life. He needs some kind
and
of purpose.
That's what I'm providing.
He needs some kind of purpose.
I don't know. I think I'm doing all right. I've got the stock investment. That's
you don't
gonna,
believe
that's
in
gonna...
anything, Will. You don't have any belief system.
I believe in some stuff. I'm just not.
I think you should go up to Bakersfield and check this place out.
Maybe.
Well, come on up to Bakersfield, baby. You're playing. You know what? You're
Richard,
playing.
I love how
market.
Excited you are. By the way, you are jazzed. You are
I
like.
I love the Lord. I'm on an eight ball as we speak, baby.
What?
That's another
wait a minute.
Thing.
You're doing drugs.
You can do cocaine in our church. That is part of the selling point. We get asses in seats.
That's insane. You're doing an eight ball. That's cocaine and heroin, I think, or
no, it's
cocaine
just
and
an amount.
That's a speedball, but I do those too.
Oh my god.
An eight ball is just a specific amount of cocaine. Well,
okay,
come on.
I don't know.
You
don't
need
know.
To learn this stuff.
I don't
this
know
could
if I
help
need to learn
you.
That.
You need to have experiences.
You have to have experiences.
I've had problems with substances before. I don't think I should go down that road. But if it helps your church, I'm happy for the members of your congregation.
See, I like this because, you know, God gave everyone cocaine. He grew it on this planet. Yes, he did.
Listen, Will. Now you say you have a problem with substances. Now there's many members of our congregations that have problems with substances.
I bet you.
And
let me
tell you what I tell them. Okay? There is only two substances that you need in this world.
Okay.
You need God, that's the first substance.
Yeah.
And fentanyl injected directly into your neck.
Wait, the number two substance is fentanyl? It's not love or forgiveness or something.
No, that all comes with the fentanyl.
I like how whenever we bring up, by the way, how many Satanists are in your congregation, that gets you excited. Like you're proud of it. It's one thing to be accepting of it, which I do think that sounds Christian to sort of be accepting of people, but to be like psyched and bragging. What is it that having Satanists says about your church? Like what's cool about Satanists?
It says that we're open.
Yeah, that's true.
It says that we're loving.
Uh-huh.
And it says that there are certain connections in the underworld that are very useful to have.
Okay, my God. Listen, let's talk a little bit about the vibe check we're actually going to create. We've learned a lot about your church. So God 2.0. That is the subject of your vibe check that you want to make, right? That's the main thing that we want to communicate?
That's what it's all about. It's about taking God, taking this stuffy, white man that people think is what the, this is God, old white man with the beard? Absolutely not. Okay?
Okay.
That is not what our God is. Our God, first of all, Filipino. Okay?
So, all right. God, all right. I mean, that just seems pretty specific, but all right. So from the Philippines.
From the beautiful lands of the Philippines. Okay.
All right.
God. Beard, absolutely not. Clean shaven, full bush. Okay. That is our Lord and Savior. Third of
full
all,
bush.
God. And then let me keep going, because these are important.
How do we know it's a full bush? So it's all the pictures of God are naked. Okay, all right, all right. Well,
let's not get hung up on the specifics. Okay,
I'll come back to it.
I got a lot to say, and I am jazzed up right now.
You are ready to go.
Third thing, now God's known about. He sends all these plagues, and he makes all these people angry. It's like, no, that is not our God. Okay,
yeah,
our God chills. He hangs out. He keeps it a buck. He keeps it 100. Okay?
He keeps it
That's
a buck?
That's our God.
I've
He's
never
pulling
heard of
on the block.
So what, you're going to rewrite the Bible? Because God's sending plagues, that is written in the Old Testament. That is like, that's part of the Bible. Like,
yeah. So here, so this is God 2.0. Okay? We take old stories from the Bible. We rewrite them to a modern. Oh, God told Cain. Cain kills Abel. You know what
right.
I mean? Cain kills Abel. In our version, they kiss.
So part of what your church is selling is a changed Bible. You're changing the text of the Bible.
Every single story. Okay? God told Abraham to kill Isaac.
That's
In my
right, yeah.
version of the Bible, they sip sherm together. Okay?
They sip what?
Kids say stuff. They're sipping sherm. You know,
I've never heard that phrase. What is sipping sherm? Karen, do you know sipping sherm?
Of course.
You do?
You know, I really like this, Richton, because the Bible.
Thank you.
Yeah. The Bible, you know, it's so dark. It's so
dark.
And the stories are just interpretations that were just, you know, written by monks, and they would, you know, interpret it. And they were the only ones
Losers.
Who could read and write. I know. They had terrible lives. They lived in seclusion. They, you know, would undermine each other. They were awful people. And they just
Absolutely.
Sat all day writing. Okay?
Disgusting people.
I know, and so that's why a lot of their anger comes out in their interpretation of the Bible.
As a Christian man, I cannot pass judgment on anyone, okay? I can't say, but if you're not out in these streets smoking gas and getting laid, I'm not listening to your gospel.
Right.
Smoking gas? Okay. I've
write
never
it
heard
down,
of these.
Will.
I'm writing these things down. Smoking gas.
Smoking gas.
Okay.
Getting laid.
So
that's what the Bible is all about to us.
A Filipino man with full bush smoking gas and getting laid and sipping sherm.
Now you're getting it.
Okay.
Now you're getting it. Thank you.
So this vibe check is going to kind of be sort of a commercial for the church, kind of to promote
Absolutely.
These new ideas.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
God 2.0. Richton, I think we have enough information that, if you don't mind, Karen and I will go have a meeting on our own to get some follow-up questions. And then if you have some time tomorrow, we'll call you back tomorrow to ask you some of these questions.
I'm going to be honest. Tomorrow, I'm going to be fucked up, but but you can give me a try.
All right. I appreciate the heads up. We'll keep it brief. We'll just have a couple of follow-up questions, and if you're fucked up, that's all right.
Thank you, brother.
I'll send you a link, and you'll come up.
God bless you both.
Thanks.
You're both my new friends. God bless you both. I'm gonna go get fucked up.
Hello. If you're enjoying I Will Write Your Book, please do that thing that every podcast asks you to do and go and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. It makes a huge difference to us getting to new audience members. Also, if you have ever heard of social media, there's I Will Write Your Book on Instagram and I Will Write Your on Twitter, which features photos of our guests. And sometimes we get fun fan art that mocks up the covers of these books that we are talking about on these episodes. And it's really fun. So I hope you get a chance to check those out. And thanks so much for listening. All right, cassette tape number 5. This is a meeting with me, Will Hines, and Karen Donahue to talk about Richton Living's Good. Karen, what do you think? Did you enjoy that meeting?
What did I think?
How is that a weird question? How is that a question where you're attacking me?
Can you make an estimation of what I think? Don't you have an opinion on that guy?
Sometimes you criticize me and I'm like, you have a point. But when I just say, what did you think to my business colleague about a business meeting, that is not an insane question.
Well, good job calling me a business colleague. Okay?
As opposed to an employee, as opposed to a friend. I hire you for your services.
That's not an employee relationship.
Well, a contractor?
What do you think? Well, you know what? Well, I want to see what you think of this guy.
I got to say, I love him.
I think he's got some good points. Of course you do. He's a cult leader, you dumbass. He's nuts. I don't think he's a cult leader. He's got a cult up in Bakersfield. A 2-mile square foot building filled with kids.
He can't see the whole building.
I mean, this is the next Charles Manson. You see how charismatic he is? You fell for it. You're such a weak-minded person.
He had some good energy. First of all, he had some good energy, and that's nice. It's finally nice to meet a positive person. I got a lot of negative people in my life. And Karen, I'm sorry to say it, you're one of those people. And it's nice to meet a positive person. And you know what? I haven't done a lot of drugs in my life except for one extremely toxic speed habit that I had in my early 20s that temporarily ruined me. And outside of that, I've done very few drugs. And I think it might be time to expand my mind. I've never done fentanyl. I've never heard anything either way about it. So I'm curious to try it. I wouldn't mind trying an 8-ball or whatever those are. I don't know if that's like amphetamines, but I'd be curious to add some life experiences.
Well, you're so weak.
I don't think that's true.
He's not inspirational.
I felt inspired.
Oh my God.
Getting rid of the plagues and replacing it with, what did he say? Dudes kissing dudes? I wasn't listening. It's going to be cool, right? Like, it's cooler.
You were entranced, okay?
Yeah.
That's how cult leaders are.
I have a strong resistance to cult leaders.
No, you don't.
And I'm able to sense them and avoid them. So
no, you don't. You're exactly what they're looking for. You're looking for something. You don't have anything in your life that's positive or good.
That is true, but that doesn't mean I'm susceptible to cults. There's a big difference between a cult and just a church that fucking gets it. Okay, and I think that this is a church that gets it. We all need to belong to something. That is a basic human need, and a cult is not the only way to satisfy that need.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't think you should do this. This is the one time I'm going to tell you, I don't think you should do this book.
I'm writing his book. I'm joining his church.
I knew it.
This is going to save my life. You can come with me. I'll drive you up there.
I'll never go there. You'll never leave. You'll never get out of there. I'm going to have to rescue you.
As soon as my investments in European
militias... How are they doing right now?
They're down.
Right.
But that is the way that high-risk investments work. They're volatile. So they're down today, and they could spike up tomorrow. And then I'm out, and I make my money. But right now, they are extremely down.
I blame myself.
How?
Okay. Because I encouraged you to take risks, be confident, and you were using it in all the wrong ways.
I think your advice is great, and it's saving me. Well, anyway, we're definitely doing this book, so.
All right.
Thanks for helping, as always. And I'll see you on the call tomorrow. All right, cassette tape 6. This is a follow-up meeting with Richton Livingsgood and Karen Donahue is also here. Richton, are you on the line there?
Oh, I'm here, brother, man. I had a hell of a night last night.
Yeah. You look a little wild-eyed, if you don't mind me saying, and a little spent.
Well, we got raided by the FBI again.
Ouch. Oh, did you say again?
Well, it's all part of running a church, Will, is you get raided by the FBI from time to time.
I did not know that. I did not know that was something that happened.
Oh, yeah. They call that breakage. You have to set out a certain amount of times that you're just going to get raided by the FBI. But God was on my side, and he really kind of – he pushed me through.
So you're in good spirits.
I'm in good spirits. I got questioned. I got released. And boy, am I flying high right now.
Okay. I guess that worked out all right. They raided you at your church in Bakersfield?
They raided me at my church. They asked me a bunch of questions. Actually, I mentioned that I talked to you.
Oh,
they
no.
mentioned that you're on their radar for some investment thing. But
yes.
It's all good now, brother.
Oh, my God.
It's all good.
I wish you hadn't done that. But you know what? Maybe it's good. Maybe it's good if I talk to the FBI and just get – because I'm not ashamed of anything I've done. So if they want to
no.
talk to me – I welcome it. You know, I'm sick of being ashamed of things.
Shame is old. We're going to accept you for everything you are. And honestly, in many ways, make you worse. But that's okay, because that's part of living.
Well, I like that you say it. I hate when people make me worse and they don't admit it. Honesty is the highest virtue.
Rich Dan,
you seem to get it, brother.
I don't know if you could make Will any worse. Be honest
Thank
with you.
You. Thank you, Karen. That's a compliment to say about Richton's church.
Well, Karen, it sounds like you doubt the power of the Lord.
Oh, no, I don't, Richton. I really don't.
Oh, thanks. Okay, Richton, that's good.
I just have a question, too.
Of course. Yes.
Now, I just want to fully understand, you know, what happens in your church. So after you sacrifice a goat, then you do a TikTok dance. Then,
we do the TikTok dance.
Then
for
what
the
happens?
WAP song.
Then
we do
happens?
The WAP. We do the WAP song,
right? Right.
Out very often. I mean, that's one of our classic hymns.
Of course, of course.
It's only been out for a couple months. How could it be a classic hymn? It's right.
Yeah, well, actually, the WAP song. I'm glad you asked that. The WAP song that you saw, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion do was based off of things that we do in our church. We're a real starting point for many cultural movements, okay?
I did not know that.
Now, I mean, from there in our sermon, I mean, it could go many different ways. So, you know, you have sometimes we do the blood sacrifice, we do the WAP dance. I come up, I speak, I tell the kids, listen, this is how you send messages from cell to cell in prison. They're called kites. This is how you send them.
Okay.
Sometimes I let them know how to make improvised explosive devices if needed.
Wow.
Sometimes I just tell them it's okay to have fun. You know, it's wherever the talking point goes, it goes. But it's all about just kind of being in the moment, seeing what people need.
And this is the talking point that happens in your sermons?
Yeah. The crux of my sermons are generally, you know, how to not fold under questioning. How you can start a sex cult to be safe, you know, how maybe, you know, sometimes you just gotta up and change your identity. These are things that it's important to know if you're gonna be a good Christian.
How often does people need to change their identity in your church? Like, how is that something that is a common piece of advice that people would know? How many times have you changed your identity?
I have changed my identity upwards of 10 times, but if I'm being honest, upwards of 15 times.
Okay, so you said one number and then said another number. That's okay. So upwards of 15 times. That's a lot to do in your 65
years. If that's the number you want to use, if that's the number that you want to quote, that's your choice, brother.
Wow, okay. And you picked Richton Livingsgood. That's a great name, actually.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean,
smart.
I mean, with God's will, I mean, you're able to change. That's an important tenet of Christianity, is that we give people the option to change, whether it be their identity, whether it be what species they want to be classified by. We're open to everything.
Write that down, Will.
Write what down? That we're open to everything.
We're open to everything.
Okay, all right. I'm going to write it down. So
Richton,
I got to tell you, Richton, I'm excited about this book, and I want to come attend a service in Bakersfield.
Oh, we would love to have you. All right. We ask is that you have an open heart and that you wear the skin of a recently slain animal.
Even the non-Satanists have to do that?
Well, I mean, it's important to make the Satanist comfortable. So okay. We all try. It's like when your friend has cancer, you all shave your head.
Okay. I'll find some small animal and get its skin, maybe a squirrel or something like that. I'm not going to feel comfortable with wearing a whole goat.
Maybe a little muskrat.
Okay, I'll find a little muskrat or a gopher or something like that, and I'll wear its skin on my shoulder. But I got to get to the service. I need some positivity in my life. I need it.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest. I don't mean to. This is not about me. This is about your vibe check and not my personal problems. But I will just tell you that I have been down lately. I have been down and feeling lost.
Yes, brother. And we'll bring you right in. Okay.
And
we'll get you dressed up. We'll get you cleaned up.
Okay.
We'll get you some fentanyl, and we'll get you a few wives. And that's what it's all about, brother.
That's
Christian?
Well,
let's not talk about – that's going to be the next book, okay?
Okay, all right, okay.
That's going to be the next book.
Even one wife would be amazing. So multiple wives would be great. So
Richard, how do you fund your church?
Well, that's actually a very good question. And mostly – it's through handsome donations from the beautiful men and women who come into our church. And partly it's because I am a CIA asset and they give me money.
Oh, my God. The CIA is funding
Church? They're some of our most beautiful and generous donors, if you ask me.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. All right. I think we have enough for a book, which we won't call a book. Internally,
yes,
we'll call
you.
The book, but publicly, that's going to be called a vibe check.
A vibe check on paper with words.
So yeah. If Will goes up to a service, when do you think he would ever return to Los Angeles?
I mean, do we ever return from changing who we are? I don't think you would ever see Will again.
Right.
I think you would see Will 2.0.
Okay.
A man with confidence.
I would love to be Will 2.0.
A man with confidence and face tattoos.
Oh, yes. I would love to get a face tattoo. I have actually a pretty big scar on my face because Karen sliced me at some point because I wasn't paying her. You can probably see it over the Zoom. There's a pretty significant scar.
I'll tell you guys one thing. We'll cover that up. Karen, I love that energy.
Thank you.
You're on both of our sides for that
I'm
interaction.
I'm on the Lord's side, so I'm on everyone's side.
All right, I'll do it. Karen, you're going to see a new me pretty soon. I'm going to come back from a church with a face tattoo. I'm going to have sampled a little fentanyl sort of in a social kind of chatty way. I'll be throwing a hang loose sign, and I guess I'll be sipping Sherm, maybe.
Richton, you just made a little devil's horn sign.
That's something that I learned from some of the kids in my congregation is that that's actually a non-denominational sign of peace and love.
Okay.
Wow. I've never seen it associated with that. You have a little burst blood vessel in your left eye, Rich. And I just want you got to have to get that looked at after we get off the phone.
I'll do my best. Yeah, I mean, you know, blood
do
vessels,
your best. Just go get it looked at. Just go to a clinic.
I'll do the best that I can with that. But you know, I'm a very busy man, and you know what it says in Leviticus 4:20 is that blood vessels, they come and go, but God lives forever in your heart.
You say Leviticus?
Leviticus, yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm not familiar with that book of the Bible, but
well, get learning, Will.
All right. I'll have to get learning. Rich, and I want to thank you so much for meeting with us. I think this is going to be a great book. Karen and I are excited to work on it.
I'm not.
Okay, well, she's going to be contracted, and she will perform her duties.
Karen, I love your honesty. I love it so much.
See, Will, see what I'm talking about.
Thanks so much, Richton. We'll be in touch. And I'm going to see you at service on Sunday.
So much love for both of you. All right, hail Satan. See you later.
Hail Satan. Thanks, everybody. That's another episode of I Will Write Your Book. My name's Will Hines, and I played a character called Will Hines, who was a ghostwriter. You can see me on Twitter, WILLHINES, where I post nothing but lies. Pam, you want to go next?
Sure, Pam Murphy. I played Karen Donahue as per usual. I'm on Twitter and Instagram as Murphy Please, and download Quibi.
And Dan, why don't you go next?
My name is Dan Donahue. I played Richton Livingsgood, and I'd like to plug Street Watch LA. They're an outreach organization. I would also like to
you do a lot of work with them, right? I see that on your Instagram.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they rule. They're a really good grassroots organization. And my Instagram is at notbaddan, N-O-T-B-A-D-D-A-N, and I post sketches there.
That's right. I love those sketches. And Dan's a great stand-up. I encourage people, if they get a chance, if we ever are watching each other perform publicly, to see Dan doing stand-up and see his sketches.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the show. Pam, thank you for being on the show. And that's
it.
I'll see everybody next episode. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Michelle Varey.
And I'm Kimberly Truong, and we are the host of Crush Fictionally, a podcast all about your favorite fictional characters from movies, TV shows, and more.
Each episode, we pick a theme, curate a list of characters that we love, why we love them, and some fun facts about the people who created them.
So if you've ever felt a true connection with a fictional character,
tune in to Crush Fictionally on Campfire Media
or wherever you find your podcast.
Campfire.